Okay, so we've come to a beautiful house in North London, and I am here with Andrew, who has been our co-conspirator on the Source Chord Prize. And today is a key day because all of the judges are coming to this house soon to talk about the shortlisted artists and make a decision as to who's going to win. Andrew, this is another stage in the process. What do you think is going to happen today?
Well, hopefully, from my point of view, everyone is going to quickly agree within 5 minutes who are the best, whose work they want to choose for the first three prizes, and off we go. But I'm sure it's not going to be like that. It's going to be really exciting to hear different people's opinions, because the shortlists from the four judges have been really quite broadly different. I think it's going to take a while to kind of narrow those down. Well, at the moment, it's very kind of open and unknown. So,
have you looked through all the work?
I have looked through all the work, yes.
And how does it compare to the previous year?
Well, it's quite similar in the sense of the breadth of the styles of work, the types of work and genres that are in there. So I think we've had entries from across the world more so, I mean, more international than last time. Last year we had quite a few entries from Japan, but I think probably having a Japanese judge has bumped that number up.
Just before the judges arrive, I should ask you, can you tell the character of the judge by the selection of the artist that they've made?
I think we can, absolutely. There's quite a distinct difference between them. What's very interesting, I think there's definitely a gender difference, because there seem to me to be greater connections between the three female judges and less so with John, which was fascinating to see. And then again, the European judges have some overlaps. Again, I would think that probably Mariko Takeuchi's selection is the most different. Almost contrary in some ways from the other judges' selections, which is why she's here, I think. So we have those different views.
So, but we're going to be listening to Mariko's input via Skype, because she has a young child, so she can't make it from Tokyo. Kyoto.
Well, she's working in Tokyo this week, so yes, she'll be from a hotel room in Tokyo.
Okay. Yeah. So we look forward to see what the judges have to say.
Yes, indeed.
So the first of the judges, my colleague John, has arrived with a pile of printouts to help us consider the work. You've looked at the shortlist that's been made by the other judges, and you put up your own shortlist. You selected 25.
Yeah, I think, well, I suppose one of the other things that struck me was when I saw what the other people had selected, some of the work, I kind of thought, oh my God, did I see that piece of work at all? Some of it seemed to have completely passed me by. And I must say, having a few other pieces of work pointed out to me was very useful in terms of kind of going back and reconsidering those pieces of work. And I suppose I did look at what each of the other judges had selected, and I suppose maybe got a little bit of a taste for their particular interests through what they had selected.
Do you think it's going to be easy to agree?
I'm going to be interested just to have a discussion with some people that I don't normally get to talk to about photography.
So we're joined by our next judge, Stephanie. You flew in yesterday from Dusseldorf. What do you think about the work that you saw? Was it what you expected?
I was amazed that to find more than 60 works really been worth being shown, and very heterogenic work. So there are so many, categories of photography, which maybe I didn't expect. Like there was journalism, documentary, staged work, meta photography, retro trends, and all kinds of interesting work. Maybe I have expected more works like being clearly art photography, but it was really interesting and good.
Do you think it's going to be easy? You've seen what the other judges have selected. Do you think it's going to be easy to come up with a winner?
No. I think it will be... I'm looking forward to interesting discussions with the others to negotiate number one, two, and three. But as there are so many interesting works, we will find something. So,
did you?
But it won't be easy.
When you looked at the other judges' selections, did you think, "Oh yes, I could live with any of these"?
Partly yes, partly no. Sometimes I thought, "No, there I can't agree," and I have arguments. why not to take this or that work.
So there are some images.
Yeah, that's just not all of them.
Okay, just while you're, I've asked everybody else, just while you're having your breakfast pastry, can you tell me a little bit about what it was like going through the work up to now? What, do you think it's going to be easy to reach a consensus based on the work that you selected on the other judges have selected?
I think it's going to be an interesting debate, and I think in many ways that's part of the process of good prizes, of dynamic prizes. I think, you know, it's often a case that when you're looking at the work of 900 photographers, you know, inevitably people miss things or see things in work that's maybe, you know, another judge hasn't seen. So I think part of the excitement as a judge is having that conversation with your colleagues. I think there is an unusual lack of consensus in my experience of judging prizes, and I guess that sort of represents sort of the types of photography that perhaps we're involved with as professionals working in the photography field. But interesting that I think, you know, interesting where the overlap is. I think it's not going to be an easy process, but I think it'll be an interesting one.
You look at lots of work. How much of the work that you saw from the shortlist had you seen before?
Actually, very little of the work I saw in this year's submission to the Source Called Prize I'd seen before. Maybe about 4 or 5%, actually. So, I mean, I think it's obviously cast a net very wide internationally. It was good to see photographers from Asia and from North America, but from South America as well, and Eastern Europe and Russia and so on. So I was pretty impressed with the kind of international reach of it.
What about, was there a flavour? Was there any particular strand, like documentary was very strong, or?
You know, I think there was quite a sort of general sweep across super conceptual projects, beautifully observed and realist photography, some very powerful realist photography. There was quite a lot of stage photography, so quite a lot of kind of cameraless photography, quite a lot of people working in a very formalist register. So yeah, I think the sweep again was just, you know, pretty broad. It wasn't, you can't say it was one thing.